WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Chris Christie dropping out. Michelle Franzen. In New Hampshire, Chris Christie is expected to announce he's ending his presidential campaign. The former New Jersey governor now speaking at a town hall in the Granite State, surrounded by supporters on his decision. Christie, who once advised former President Trump, became the only candidate speaking out about Trump's false claims he won the 2020 election and his role in the January 6th attack. Christie says that makes Trump unfit to be president.
We were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake. And no one would tell the truth about Donald Trump.
Christie has been gaining in recent polls, but not enough to qualify for tonight's debate in Iowa. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis will square off there tonight. A shakeup in the political GOP race expected ahead of Monday's Iowa caucus. The candidates who will get the bump in support still unknown. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday, there were at least four crashes that happened in Greene County, which all owed to the snowy conditions. According to the Greene County Sheriff's Office, the first crash happened early in the morning on State Highway 104. The driver, a 27-year-old Durand man, lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a utility pole. The second crash happened later on Tuesday morning on State Highway 81 in Spring Grove. A 27-year-old Freeport woman was driving when she lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a culvert. She was injured but is expected to be okay. The third crash took place in the afternoon in Mount Pleasant when a 44-year-old Evansville man driving on County Highway EE lost control of the vehicle, went into the ditch, and flipped. The driver was not injured. And the fourth crash happened on State Highway 11 in the town of Monroe around 3 p.m. A 35-year-old Monroe woman lost control of the vehicle and then crashed into a fence. She was uninjured and drove her vehicle from the scene. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and flurries this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and lows in the low 20s. High near 30 for tomorrow, maybe some late day sun. Winter storm watches Friday for heavy snow, then much colder for the weekend. Highs struggling to get up above zero by Sunday, and windy with bitter wind chills. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 28 degrees right now.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave, join us after 5 p.m. with Chaka Khan on Max FM.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Tender things that we were working on. Silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. DJ said love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky remains.
I know I could have saved your love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife, I guess. Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
'80s, '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night, and guess what? I don't have any closings or cancellations, so that's the good news. All right, you're waiting for the R shoe to fall? Well, I do have some bad news as well. We have a winter storm watch that is going to start Friday morning through Saturday morning. We're expecting heavy snowfall again, 6 or more inches as possible. Wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour Friday and Saturday. This will definitely impact travel. We're keeping an eye on this system to see what's going to happen with it, get a little bit more better idea of timing on it and all that portion of it as well. So stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date like we did all week long, and we'll keep our Facebook page up to date with closings and cancellations as well. So none tonight, but we're keeping an eye on the system for Friday. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports news by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin and Marquette both return to action tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 11th ranked Golden Eagles back home to face Butler in Big East action at Fiserv Forum. The 15th ranked Badgers shooting for their fourth straight Big Ten victory. They'll take on the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus. Badgers have won 4 straight overall. Bucks are off until tomorrow night when they host the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee's dropped 4 of 5, but still resides in second place in the Eastern Conference, 3.5 games behind the Celtics. The Packers wrapped up a day of work in Green Bay today as they get ready to face the Cowboys in the wildcard playoffs on Sunday in Dallas. Wideout Malik Heath was almost at a loss for words when the Packers punched their ticket.
Crazy. It's crazy. I ain't gonna tell y'all no story or nothing. This is crazy. My first year playoffs, chance to win the Super Bowl, that's crazy, you know.
Pittsburgh Steelers have ruled out T.J. Watt. The former Badger will not play in Sunday's wild card matchup with Pittsburgh against Buffalo. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
Let's get down to it. seiner Träume, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore. Die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I Won't Back Down on Max FM.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I loved you now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses
maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. The Baraboo FFA alumni and supporters are holding their fifth annual raffle. That'll be on Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Baraboo High School. They have 10 different meat bundles ranging from $50 to $275 in value. The grand prize is a Blackstone Grill package of $375 value. Tickets are just $5 each or 5 tickets for $20. For more information or to get tickets, email FFAalumniofBaraboo@gmail.com. Coming up, we'll look at the community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. A look at weather news by Madonna on Max FM.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's time for Bald Eagle Watching Days for 2024. This is Wisconsin's longest running eagle watching event. Come to the newly renovated Overlook on Water Street in Prairie du Sac to see eagles over the Wisconsin River, or you can attend one of the presentations at the River Art Center. Both Saturday and Sunday, January 13th and 14th, the Overlook will be staffed with volunteers from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. to help find eagles and answer questions. Find all the details and a full schedule of events for presentations at FairyBluffEagleCouncil.org. Once again, it's the 2024 Bald Eagle Watching Days in Prairie du Sac. And it's a perfect time of year to get outside and enjoy a peaceful winter walk. Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Winter Wonderland Walk. This will be on Saturday, January 13th from 10 a.m. until noon. You can get all the details by going to Friends of Mirror Lake State Park on Facebook or by searching their event Winter Wonderland Walk. And the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. It's open to the public every second Sunday of the month. Menu will include made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, homemade pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And as always, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans and enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, plus gathering around with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be on Sunday, January 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Blast down the mountain in a tube, on skis, or a snowboard at Christmas Mountain Village in the Dells. Warm up around the fire or in mulligans with one of their delicious entrees. Check out what's happening at ChristmasMountainVillage.co and see you on the mountain.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise. Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and flurries this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and lows in the low 20s. High near 30 for tomorrow, maybe some late-day sun. Winter storm watches Friday for heavy snow, then much colder for the weekend. Highs struggling to get up above zero by Sunday, and windy with bitter wind chills. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 26.
99.7
That style, that's what all the girls say.
90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Seven Max FM. Our 50-minute music art continues with Richard Marks. Don't Mean Nothing on Max FM.
You say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between. She said, I think I remember the film. Unless I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. I see you, the only one who knew me, but now you're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both.